I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. An executive for United Airlines says that the airline now plans to submit a new and modified application for a federal loan guarantee. This is after yesterday's bad news for United. The company learned it was not going to get the $1.6 billion federal loan guarantee that it's been after for almost 3 years. The loan board said yesterday that United should be able to get out of bankruptcy on its own. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, remind us about this loan guarantee program and United's history with it.
Well, this is the $10 billion federal loan guarantee program that Congress set up shortly after September 11th to help out the devastated airline industry. The loans are basically there to help airlines attract other investors to prop up their bottom lines. United, which is the second biggest carrier behind American, was already rejected once when it applied for $1.8 billion. Now this lesser $1.6 billion request got the thumbs down. But what surprised a lot of people is that the loan board says, as you mentioned, that United can come back for a third bite at the apple, even though it's also just said that it thinks United can recover on its own.
So how does this affect the airline's hope for getting out of bankruptcy?
It has a pretty profound impact. United and its unions have been struggling to cut costs on their own for, well, 2 years now, and the company's reorganization plan really relied on the federal loan guarantees. I talked to Daryl Jenkins, director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, and he says they're almost going to have to start all over again.
Within United, for the next year or so, in order to get enough money to come out of bankruptcy, they're going to have to go through another round of cost cutting, which will mean that the employees will have to take yet another pay cut. If you're worried about booking a ticket on United Airlines, be assured that they will be with us 6 months from now and probably 10 years from now as well.
And the airline has already shaved about $5 billion in costs since declaring Chapter 11, about half of that in wage and benefit concessions from the unions.
There's $10 billion in this loan guarantee program, Tess. What airlines have gotten something from it?
Well, America West is widely acknowledged to have really turned itself around after getting $380 million in loan guarantees. Frontier got about $70 million. They've already repaid that. U.S. Airways got $900 million, but it still looks like they may be headed for Chapter 11 again. And, of course, it's not the only airline still in trouble. Delta is warning it may be headed for bankruptcy. It's already asked its unions for a 30% pay cut. The pilots, Delta and American, and most other major airlines did not apply for the loan guarantees. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at some sweeping changes that may be coming to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.